Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, May 21st, and coming up in today's episode, ED submits Gandhi family received ₹142 crore in alleged money laundering case. Supreme Court grants bail to Ashoka professor but warns against language. Alleged WhatsApp chat leaks from Jyoti Malhotra's chats with Pakistani national. And Donald Trump unveils $175 billion Golden Dome missile defense system. Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and Sonia Gandhi allegedly received ₹142 crore in an alleged money laundering case, the Enforcement Directorate told a Delhi court today. The agency claimed that sufficient grounds exist to proceed under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, or PMLA, and that they have sufficient prima facie proof. The submission was made during preliminary arguments before Special Judge Vishal Gogne at the Rouse Avenue Court, as the court considered whether to take cognizance of the prosecution complaint filed by the ED against the Gandhis and several others. The ED, which recently filed a charge sheet, launched its investigation in 2021 based on a private complaint filed in 2014 by BJP leader Subramaniam Swamy. The complaint alleged financial misconduct and conspiracy involving the Gandhis and other Congress leaders in the takeover of Associated Journals Limited, or AGL, the parent company of the now-defunct National Herald newspaper. The case centres on the formation of Young Indian, a not-for-profit company in which Sonia and Rahul Gandhi each hold a 38% stake. The ED claims Young Indian acquired AGL's assets valued at over 2,000 crore rupees after Congress extended an unsecured loan of rupees 90 crore to AGL and later transferred to Young Indian for just 50 lakh rupees. The agency alleges that this structure enabled the laundering of nearly 988 crore rupees. Earlier this month, the court issued a formal notice to the Gandhis, with the judge emphasizing the accused right to be heard. He remarked that right to be heard at any stage breathes life into a fair trial. In April this year, shortly after the intensified search restarted, Congress had hit back, accusing the ED and the central government of political vendetta. Party President Mallikarjun Kharge had said, and I'm quoting, "As part of a big conspiracy, the names of Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi have been included in the charge sheet," and he later asserted that the party would not be intimidated by the Bharatiya Janata Party. Mr. Kharge also criticised the government over the Waqf Amendment Act during the same time, claiming it was a deliberate attempt to create communal tension. Addressing party leaders, he expressed confidence that the Supreme Court, which is currently hearing the case, would side with the opposition. The Supreme Court today granted interim bail to Ashoka University professor Ali Khan Mahmoodabad, who was arrested over a controversial social media post about Operation Sindoor. While giving him relief, the court also strongly criticized the content of his post, calling it dog whistling and questioning his motive. Furthermore, the court also instructed an SIT probe into his post. Professor Mahmoodabad, who heads the Department of Political Science at Ashoka University, was taken into custody last week under charges related to promoting enmity and threatening national security. Senior advocate Kapil Sibal appeared on his behalf before a bench of Justices Suryakant and N. Koteswar Singh. The court said the professor's words, shared online shortly after the Pahalgam attack and the follow-up Operation Sindoor, were poorly timed. Quote, "Monster scheme and attacked our country. Is this the time for such remarks? Why do it for cheap popularity?" Justice Kant said during the hearing. Mr. Sibal argued that there was no criminal intent and that the post had been misunderstood. The professor's wife is reportedly 9 months pregnant and his arrest has caused significant distress to the family. The court acknowledged the post had an anti-war tone and appeared to question the motives behind military operations. However, Justice Kant said, and I'm quoting, "There is a right to free speech, yes, but where is the sense of duty? For 75 years, we've been talking about rights. What about responsibilities?" Unquote. The bench also took note of second FIR filed by Haryana Women's Commission. The complaint accuses the professor of belittling female officers involved in Operation Sindoor briefings, namely Colonel Sophia Qureshi and Wing Commander Vyomika Singh. Professor Mahmoodabad had commented on the optics of women presenting official findings, but stressed that visuals must match the reality on ground. He later said the Women's Commission had completely misunderstood his post. While granting bail, the court placed strict conditions. The professor must not post anything online or speak publicly about the case or the Pahalgam attack. He's also required to surrender his passport. To examine the matter further, the Supreme Court has directed the Haryana DGP to set up a special investigation team of 3 IPS officers, all from outside Haryana and Delhi, and it should include 1 woman officer. Ashoka University has welcomed the ruling and said it is relieved by the court's decision to grant interim bail. As authorities probe further in the suspected spying case against YouTuber Jyoti Malhotra, a chant alleged to be between Malhotra and Pakistani national suggests Malhotra wanted to get married in Pakistan. A WhatsApp conversation between the 33-year-old YouTuber and a Pakistani national identified as Ali Hassan, believed to be linked to the ISI, has come under the scanner. In one message, Malhotra is seen telling Hassan, "Get me married in Pakistan," indicating a deeper emotional connection with her contacts across the border. Sources suggest that the chats contain coded language with several references believed to relate to covert operations in India. Authorities are also examining 4 bank accounts in her name, one of which reportedly received money from Dubai. Investigators are now trying to trace the source and purpose of these transactions. Malhotra, who had built a following of over 1 lakh on Instagram, had visited Pakistan twice. It is during these visits, officials say, that she came into contact with a Pakistani High Commission official named Rahim. Rahim is said to have introduced her to ISI operatives, further drawing her into the alleged espionage network. Back in India, Malhotra is accused of maintaining contact with her handlers and even passing on sensitive information about Indian Army movements. Quote, There appears to have been ongoing communication and possible data sharing, said a senior police officer who added more digital evidence is being examined. Interestingly, Malhotra's father initially told police that his daughter had travelled to Pakistan for video shoots. However, he later changed his statement that she had only mentioned she was going to Delhi and never mentioned Pakistan. Her arrest is a part of a broader crackdown on suspected espionage activities. In the aftermath of Operation Sindoor, Pahalgam terror attack and the rising India-Pakistan tensions. In the past week alone, more than a dozen people have been detained across Haryana, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh, including a student, a businessman and a security guard, all suspected of having ties to foreign intelligence services. Indian authorities claim that Malhotra, who hails from Hisar, had regular contact with Pakistani intelligence officials and may have passed on sensitive defense-related information. President Donald Trump has announced fresh details about a vast new missile defense initiative called the Golden Dome FIRST, which he claims will be America's first space-based weapon system. The ambitious project, expected to cost around $175 billion, aims to become fully operational within the next 3 years, just in time for the end of Trump's current term. Speaking from the White House, Trump said, and I quote, "In the campaign, I promised the American people I would bring cutting-edge missile defense shield. Today, I am pleased to announce we have officially selected the architecture for this state-of-the-art system." The Golden Dome is designed to counter advanced threats such as ballistic missiles, cruise missiles, hypersonic weapons, and drones. It will integrate both ground and space-based technologies to detect, track, and neutralize threats at multiple stages, including even before the takeoff in some cases. Trump added that this is not just a shield for America, it's vital for their survival. The system will cover threats from across the world, even space. Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth, standing alongside Trump, explained that the new system will work alongside existing ground defenses. He said the project will utilize next-generation technology deployed across land, sea, space, including space-based sensors and interceptors. Though the Congressional Budget Office estimates the true cost would exceed $500 billion over the next 2 decades, Trump has so far secured $25 billion in initial funding, with more expected to follow in stages. The U.S. Space Force General Michael Gwidlin, a decorated 4-star officer, with expertise in missile and space defense, will lead the project. Gutlin, who previously served in the Air Force, joined the Space Force in 2021. The system is primarily intended to defend the United States, but Trump unveiled that Canada has shown interest in joining the initiative, saying they want protection too. The name Golden Dome draws inspiration from Israel's Iron Dome, which has successfully intercepted thousands of short-range rockets. However, the threats facing the US, particularly from Russia and China, are far more advanced, apparently. Both Russia and China have criticized the plan, calling it deeply destabilizing and warning that it could turn space into a battlefield. Despite opposition, the US is pressing ahead with what could be the most ambitious defense system in modern history. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.